Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking quick adoption of the UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two international ballistic missile launches, one on July 3rd, the other the 28th, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, Security Council moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemned in strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He said they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director General Vincent Stewart told a group of reporters that the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned. Despite such warnings from Stewart and other high-ranking intelligence officials, President Trump has pushed for improved ties with Moscow. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week, the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the U.S., or perhaps settled with his family in his wife's home nation, the Netherlands. But instead, the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has thrown out the murder conviction of an ex-Blackwater security guard and ordered three of his former colleagues to be resentenced in the high-profile prosecution stemming from the massacre of 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians at a Baghdad traffic circle in 2007. Reuters' Tom Rowe reporting.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ordering a new trial for former security contractor Nicholas Slatin, serving life in prison for the killings, and the resentencing of three others, saying the 30 years they were facing behind bars was too long. The stunning decision reopening one of the darkest chapters of the Iraq War, the four guards opening fire with machine guns on the Iraqis, including women and children, at Baghdad's Nisour Square, but insisting they were under attack as their Blackwater convoy made what prosecutors called a reckless effort to clear the road for U.S. diplomats. The appeals court ruled the trial court had, quote, abused its discretion by not allowing Slatin, who was charged with murder for firing the first shot, to be tried separately from the other defendants charged with manslaughter.
Reuters' Tom Rowe reporting. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, held its opening session today in Manila, part of an annual ministerial meeting. Alan Catano is the Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary.
Today, we proudly say that ASEAN is enjoying the high noon of its existence as a regional grouping. We are now an ASEAN community that is resilient and dynamic, enjoying the respect and admiration of many other countries and other regional organizations around the world.
Conference will expand on Sunday with the ASEAN ministers hold separate meetings with their individual counterparts from dialogue nations, including U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential elections with more than 99%, according to the country's Electoral Commission. The commission also said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's voting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.